Good afternoon. High pressure is building in behind a cool front that passed through during the pre-dawn hours. That high pressure is producing a gusty northwest breeze at times over 15 to 20 miles per hour. It's driving in drier air, so we'll have at least partly to mostly sunny skies through the afternoon, although a wave of low pressure sliding harmlessly to our south will generate some high thin clouds, which will filter out some of the sunshine from time to time. So behind the front, cooler than yesterday, but still very nice, with temperatures reaching at least the lower to middle 60s by mid to late afternoon. And as that high pressure continues to build in tonight, skies will be clear and temperatures will drop back into the 30s. This will set us up for another gorgeous day tomorrow with brilliant sunshine, still a northwest breeze with highs in the lower 60s. As the high settles overhead on Thursday, we'll lose the wind but continue with plenty of sunshine through the day, and temperatures will top out in the lower to mid-60s once again. At this point, we'll track a weak front in our direction for Thursday night and Friday morning with a round of scattered showers. On Friday afternoon, we'll go back to some sunshine with highs in the lower 60s. Another very weak disturbance will pivot through to start the weekend on Saturday. Skies will cloud up for a time, and there is the risk of a couple of showers, but nothing prolonged or heavy in terms of rainfall, and highs on Saturday will stay in the lower to mid-60s. On Sunday, we'll have dry weather with high pressure and control again, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s, before the next system heads our way with a chance for rain on Monday and highs in the upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, critical fire weather conditions will persist today for portions of the Northern Plains into the Rockies and Great Basin. This critical fire weather threat is due to a combination of above normal temperatures, very gusty winds, and low relative humidity. Any fires that start in these areas will quickly spread and become hard to control. Red flag warnings have been issued for a large part of the north central portion of the country into the southwest. Meanwhile, a winter storm warning is out for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah through tomorrow. 8 to 16 inches of snow is expected across the higher terrain with the next front. Also, winds are expected to increase and gust at times over 70 miles per hour, and a high wind warning has also been issued for most of the state of Utah. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 83, set in 1968, and the record low, 19, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m., 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today, with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight, lows from the mid-20s to the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers, then some sunshine filtered through high clouds today, breezy and mild, with highs in the middle and upper 60s, becoming clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today, with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers, then some sunshine, filtered through high clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the middle 60s, becoming clear tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds, then increasing sun, filtered through high clouds this afternoon, breezy and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight with lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mild, lower 60s. More sunshine Thursday, lower to mid-60s. A morning shower Friday, then some sun, lower 60s. The risk of a shower Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Sunday. And a chance of rain with highs in the 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.